So the limit is what it looks like y is going to be as x approaches any particular value. And that's kind of a weird concept. Are you going to say you don't get it?
No.
Okay.
So, you know, if x is like...
Can you let me show you before we go through questions? One of the things I want to do is sometimes you got to let me get through like two or three slides before it's going to make sense. And one of the important things is you have to look at a picture. Now, bless you, you may not actually get there. You may jump over it. But a limit is not where you actually go to. It is what you appear to go to. And appearance involves maybe seeing. So seeing a function, the easiest way to see a function is to see its graph. So let's look at a graph. Okay. A little PI interactive. All right. I'm going to look at a function. Let's look at a parabola since we're graphing parabolas. Negative 2 times the quantity x plus 1 squared plus 3. What's the vertex of this parabola?
-1, 3.
Good. How does it open?
Down.
Down. Let's look at a graph. Ooh, that looks good. Ooh. And let's zoom in. All right. When x is approaching negative 1, that is when x goes from negative 2 to negative 1.5 to negative 1.25 to negative 1.125, what does it look like the y value is coming really close to?
3.
What about if x is going from 0 down to negative 1/2 to negative 3/4 to negative 9/10? What does it look like the y value is getting close to?
3.
So it's really saying, what does it look like the y value is when the x value is that number? Yeah, changing and changing towards that number. How about as x approaches 0? When my x value is getting really close to 0, what does the y value look like it's close to?
1.
How about when my x value is looking at positive 1? What does it look like my y value is equal to?
-5.
Looks like negative 5. I'm going to look at the table. So we said when x was going towards negative 1, the y value looked like it was 3. When the x value was 0, it looked like the y value was 1. When the x value was 1, it looked like the y value was negative 5. Looked like it. How about when x is approaching 50? What does it look like the y value is going to be?
-5.
What about when the x value is going to be close to 100?
-20.
Oh, you guys are very smart. What does it look like is the only thing you really have to do to find a limit? Well, yeah, and how do you plot a point? By just plug in a number. Perfect. Plug in a number. The easiest way to find a limit value is to plug in a number. So we're going to do these by not even writing them down, just by thinking. How about the limit as x approaches 3 of 4x? What would that be? 12. What would the limit be as x approaches negative 2 of 2x minus 5 over 3? Negative 3, right? Negative 4 minus 5 is negative 9 over 3 is negative 3. How about the limit as x approaches 0 of x squared minus 4 over x squared plus 4? Negative 1. What are we doing every time? Plugging in the number. Let's try this one. How about the limit as x approaches 1 of x squared plus 2x minus 3 over x squared minus x? What do you get? Where do you get 0? Get it in the top and bottom. If 0 was just in the top, you'd have 0 over 7, which we know is 0. But the problem is we have 0 in the top and bottom. That is something called indeterminate form, i.e. I can't determine it. So, why? Because you're getting 0 over 0. There's got to be another way. Let's go graphing again. I know.
Isn't it kind of like 1?
It's not. Let's wait and see. Let's see what the graph shows us. Because the graph is going to connect some dots, right? So is x squared plus 2x minus 3 over, x squared minus x. Now, we plugged in 1 and everyone said you got 0 over 0. Okay. Now, I'll tell you right now, the table is going to say undefined at x equals 1. Okay, I'm going to just move that. Oh, I'm gonna
indeterminate form?
Indeterminate form, yeah. You can't determine it. But let's zoom in a little. Well, you can't determine the limit because you're getting 0 over 0. No, we knew the x value. We knew the x value was 1, but we couldn't figure out the y value. What does it look like it is?
4.
It looks like it could be 4. Now, the table, where's my table? My table says undefined at 1, but at 0.9 it's 4.3 repeating, and at 1.1 it's 3.72 repeating. Could it be 4 in the middle? I mean, it might. I mean, technically, it can't be. But let's check out. Let's do this. Let's.
There,
it can't. This connects the dots. Let's do this. Page down.
Yeah. What is 3?
But when you graph it, we have to put a blank spot.
Well, no. We're not. Well, yeah. You're going to put a blank spot. But let's look at this. As I look at this, 0.81, 0.82, 0.87. What am I approaching? Look at my x values. Look at my x values. Just my x values. 1, what does it look like my y values are going towards?
4.
Now undefined, and then it goes below 4. Huh. You don't what? It is really weird because it looks like it should be 0 over 0, right? But if I made you put in 0.99, do you agree with me that you're going to get 4.03? And if I make you put 1.01 in the function, you're going to get, for a y value, 3.97. I could give you a calculator and make you put in those numbers. And these are the y values you would get. This is just instead of using a calculator. So it looks like somewhere in between, it would cross 4, but it can't. We'd have a hole in the graph. I can't figure out how to turn off the connect the dots. And even if you don't, for some reason, on all graphing systems that I see, it doesn't know to put a hole. It doesn't know to put a space. It simply just plots the points. All right, so how could we possibly get a value of 4? Looking at that problem, x squared plus 2x minus 3 over x squared minus x, how could I possibly get a 4 out of it? Is there anything you could do to the top and bottom? Factor! The top factors as x minus 3, x minus 1. The bottom factors as x times x minus 1. Anyone notice anything? You can cancel out that x minus 1. What happens when you plug in 1 to x minus 1? What do you get?
4 over
1. No, into this part. What happens?
Zero.
And what do you get here?
Zero.
So that's what's giving you the 0 over 0. 0 times whatever is 0, 0 times whatever is 0. You're getting 0 over 0. I call that the offending factor. The offending factor is whatever gives me 0 in the top and bottom. But if I cancel them out, I'm left with x plus 3 over x, which looks like it would be 4, 1 plus 3 over 1.
Doesn't the determinant form give you 0 over 0?
Indeterminate form gives you 0 over 0, right?
And said
that is indeterminate. This for this problem, you get, no. 0 over, whenever you do a problem and you get 0 over 0, that is called indeterminate form. So let's say I had another crazy problem and I plugged in my number 7 and I got 0 over 0. That would be called indeterminate form, which means you just have to do something else. What do you think you're going to do? What do you think that something else is that you're going to do?
Factor.
Factor.
And then you get, what was that other form you're talking about?
Offending. Oh, I call it the offending, but that's me. That's not a math term.
Oh.
That x minus 1 is called the offending. It offends me because it makes my problem impossible to solve. So I have to get rid of it. I get rid of that offending factor. I get rid of the offending factor. Now let's talk about this. What do you think is the answer if you get in 0 over a number?
0.
What do you think the answer is if you get a number over 0? That's undefined. The only time you're going to have to do something else, and for now it's probably factor the top and bottom and cancel, is when you get 0 over 0. Christy? I'll leave this slide up here. Go ahead and ask your question.
The slide before that you did, when you say x plus 3 over x equals 4, like after you factor.
Right, because what are we doing? We're plugging in 1, right? What's 1 plus 3? Over 1. Because when you plug 1 into the original problem, do you get 4 over 1?
I'm not sure.
You got 0 over 0, right?
So is there ever going to be a situation where you're going to factor and it's not going to work out?
Well, sure, because if the same factor isn't in the top and bottom, you're not going to get 0 over 0. That's why I'm going through this slide. If you don't have an x minus 1 in the bottom, you're going to get 0 over a number. If you don't have an x minus 1 in the top, you're going to get a number over 0. But here, 0 over 0. Okay? How about the limit as x goes to infinity of 2x plus 5 over x? It's not 1. I like your thinking. Why were you thinking 1?
Because you did something.
You did? Awesome. Okay, hold on. Let's graph. Okay, so 2x plus 5 over x. Anyone want to give me a number that might be pretty good to evaluate to find?
No.
A million? Okay. Now, when I'm looking at as x goes to infinity, can I ever get to infinity? What happens when I get to infinity? You know what you do? You add 1. That's the whole idea behind infinity, is you can't get there. Because if you can get there, you add 1, and you're now at the next number. So infinity is a theory. You are never going to see, you're not going to see infinity in life. Believe it or not, I mean, theoretically, you could really count all the grains of sand in the world. Because they do eventually stop. Infinity doesn't stop. All right. I don't see infinity on my graph. I'm going to look at the table. I like tables. Tables help me really look at information in a different way. And I'm going to move by 100s. Because that's going to jump pretty quickly. All right, so as I get to over 3,000, it's looking like approximately 2. Over 10,000, it's approximately 2. 76,000, it's approximately 2. Anyone coming up with the answer to this one? I think the limit is probably 2. Now, I can't get to infinity. But we decided if I could get to a million, wow, not even to a million yet. See, this is just going to keep letting me scroll down. Let's page down here. Still not to a million. I could change my table to get there. But do you see what my y value looks like it is? It is going to take forever, and we're never actually going to get there. And the value will actually never be to... Oh, I'll get to a million eventually. I'm wasting time, though. You get to a million, but will I ever get to infinity? No, infinity is a theoretical idea. It doesn't... You can't get there.
You'll never get to 2.
Because think about this, if the 5 wasn't there, wouldn't the top always be twice the bottom? But isn't the top just a scotch more than twice the bottom? So is it actually ever going to be 2? No, it's going to be a little bit bigger than 2, tiny, tiny bit. All right. Well, oh my gosh, yes, you're using what we're going to do next, something called the harmonic sequence. Okay. No, well, the harmonic sequence is a sequence given by the function f of x equals 1 over x. Expand. Assume that maybe sometimes it doesn't always have, things can cross over. Question? Can you hold on for a minute? Write down your question and hold on to it. You're not going to use tables to figure out these limits. That's going to be way too much work. But let's think about this. If I have the function 1 over x, and x gets enormous, like what's 1 over 10? What's 1 over 100? What's 1 over a million? Could you measure a tenth of an inch on a ruler?
Yep.
Could you measure a hundredth of an inch on a ruler?
Probably not.
Why? It would be very difficult, because what would it essentially be? Too small. It would be, I mean, you'd have to have a darn good ruler and really good eyesight and maybe a magnifying glass. What about 1 over a billion?
No.
No.
It's there,
but not really. So for all intents and purposes, what is the limit as x goes to infinity of 1 over x?
1.
No. You were saying you couldn't measure it. It was too small. 0. The limit as x gets huge, 1 over a million, 1 over a billion, 1 over a zillion, might as well be 0. that's bothering you, let me go back to my graph.
Oh, so you say it's zero because it's too small to measure.
Because it's too small to measure.
Do you always round down?
Nope, just watch. Just get me. Nope, we haven't even gotten there yet. We haven't even gone to how to solve these problems. So I'm going to graph something. I'm going to graph 1 divided by x. Okay, let's look at the table. I'm taking the reciprocal of very, very, very big numbers. Think about this. The reciprocal of very, very big numbers are what kind of numbers?
Very, very small.
Very, very small numbers. Use some logic. Let's go by 10,000s. Does anyone know what e to the negative 5 means? That means 5 decimal places, right? Okay. I'm well over a million now. 2.5 million. 3.98 times 10 to the negative 8. What does that mean? Points 7 zeros and then a 398. Is that 1 or is that 0? So the limit as x goes to infinity of 1 over x is 0. What about 3 over x? 3 over a billion.
Two?
No, 3 over a zillion. What's 3 divided by 1 million?
Zero.
Pretty much 0. What about 3 divided by 1 million squared? It's going to be 0. What about negative 9 over 1 million to the 5th? It's essentially going to be 0. As long as you have an x in the bottom of a little fraction, constant in the top, x in the bottom, it's going to be 0. Does that make sense? Use a calculator if you don't believe me and take 9 and divide it by a million to the 5th, and the calculator is actually going to give you the answer of 0. It is not actually 0. It's just such a tiny number. Go ahead. Yes. Yep. This is limits as x goes to infinity. So we're going to use this concept to evaluate limits as x gets really, really huge. Now I'm going to show you some rules of limits. And the rules of limits, they look very complicated, but the rules are easy. Just do not write them down, because I don't want you to get wrapped up in the rules of limits. It's so easy. It's going to make sense. Here we go. If I'm taking the limit of two things being added or subtracted, I can take the limit of each piece and add that result. That is, the limit of 2x plus 5 is the limit of 2x plus the limit of 5. The limit of 8x squared minus 12 is going to be the limit of 8x squared minus the limit of 12. Yes?
How can you have a limit of a
Can you let me show you? Okay, let me get through all my explanation before we ask those questions. What about the limit of two numbers being multiplied? You can take the limit of each piece and multiply that result. The limit of things being divided, the limit of each piece, and divide them. The limit as x approaches infinity of a constant is a constant. And you've seen this line I've already graphed. I'm going to erase it. Give me a constant function. Give me a constant function, April. Y equals 27. 10, 20, 30. So 27 is about there, right?
Right.
What's the y value as x approaches a million? What's the y value as x approaches a billion? No, it's still 27. I'm still horizontal, right? I'm still at 27, right? Isn't my y value 27 regardless of what my x value is? Okay. Everyone with that?
Yeah.
All right, so limit of a constant is the constant. Oh, I hope this is still going. Good. All right. Yeah, visual. Makes sense when you see it, right? Okay, I'm not going to show you this yet. We're going to talk about now how to do this problem. Y equals 2x plus 5 over x. The limit as x approaches, not 27. The limit as x approaches infinity of 2x plus 5 over x. Oh, I know another way to do this problem. Oh, kind of sneaky. But I'm going to do it this way. All right. I don't have any constants. Well, I have a 5 as a constant, but I have a 2x, and I have an x. And that doesn't help me. Watch this, though. What if I multiply top and bottom by 1 over x? Don't worry about why, just watch. What do I get in the top?
2x.
How about just 2 plus 5 over x. And what do I get in the bottom? I get 1. Now, 2 is a what? Constant. So what's the limit of 2? What's the limit of 5 over x? X is enormous. 0. X is going to infinity, so 5 over infinity is going to 0. What's the limit of this little piece going to be? What's 2 over 1? 2. Okay, I'm going to make a little change. Oh, let's just, actually I'm going to do a bigger problem. Okay, to find a bunch of mini harmonic sequences, what would I have to multiply top and bottom by here? Oh, I'm not going to factor. No, this one, bottom, doesn't matter that it factors, because this is going to infinity. Going into infinity is not going to a number. What would I need to multiply top and bottom by to find myself some little harmonics? Would 1 over x be enough?
No.
So what am I going to, thank you. Oh, beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to multiply top and bottom by 1 over x squared. Hold on, we'll talk about that in a minute. Multiply the top through. What do I get when I multiply the top through? No, I care if I get 1 over x plus, and that's a 3. 3 over x squared. Now, what do I get in the bottom?
3.
What's 3x squared times 1 over x squared?
3.
Minus 7 over x. 2 over x squared. Now, is there anything up there that has a limit other than 0?
3.
The 3 has a limit of 3.
And
all those other things have limits of 0, so I get 0 over 3, which is 0. Now, what did we do? We multiplied top and bottom by 1 over x to the highest power we saw. We chose the highest power because if we multiply just by x, I would get 3x, which is not a little harmonic for me. I need constants or harmonics. Now, let me ask you the next question. What was the only thing that mattered? Don't worry about the board. You guys have a whole free period now. I can take one moment of your time. You took a lot of my time to go through the review sheet. Let me have one moment. What was the only thing that truly matters when solving this problem? The high power. And so that term that turns into a constant, what did all these other terms turn into? Zeros. What if I gave you a problem, the limit as x goes to infinity of x minus 7 to the 8th over 4x squared plus 16 to the 4th? Would you really want to multiply out that numerator?
No.
I wouldn't want to. But what would be the highest powered term I'd get? I get x to the 8th, and everything else would be lower, right? So I'm going to put dot, 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 dot. How about the bottom? What would the highest powered term be? What would the whole term be, though? Actually, let's make this a 2. Nope. 2 to the 4th. It would be 16x to the 8th if you FOIL'd it out, plus dot, 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 dot. Right? What would you multiply top and bottom by, then? 1 over x to the 8th. So this would turn into 1 plus everything else would be zeros. This would turn into plus everything else would be, so the limit is 1/16. There is even a shorter shortcut than this. I want you tonight on the worksheet to use this idea of looking at the high powers and the harmonics, get a harmonic out of every term, and find the limit. There is even a shortier shortcut than this, a shorty McShort short shortcut. There should be enough for the front row there also. Now, you are not allowed to talk to anybody else about what that little shortcut is. You must see if you can discover it. The gold star of knowledge will be given up in the front, up in the front. The gold star of knowledge will be given to those of you who discover the Shorty McShort Shorts shortcut. Okay? That's it.